The distractions of the inward life are many. I can only speak to two of them. But let me tell you that those distractions need not bog us down and keep us from knowing God. They need not keep us from building our inward life, because God has given us some disciplines to help us overcome that. I recently listened to a series of messages by my friend Bill Hybels, who is the pastor of the Willow Creek Church in Chicago. And the title of his message was Life at the Boiling Point. And the idea of the series was that the Christian life was meant to be lived at the boiling point, which I believe is 212 degrees. And he said that you cannot keep your Christian life at the boiling point just by coming to church once a week. By coming to church once a week, you'll never get your temperature up more than about 170. And he said, God has given us personal, individual disciplines that we practice in our own walk with God that help to push that temperature up to the boiling point so that we're living our life at that level that God wants us to live. And then he developed a whole series on the various disciplines of the Christian life. Now, I have to tell you that the word discipline is not a very popular word. It's not a word that we like very much. Discipline means doing something you don't really want to do. Tom Landry used to say that the job of a football coach was to make men do what they don't want to do in order to achieve what they always wanted to achieve. Discipline, by the very nature of the word, says we're getting ready to do something that is not natural for us to do without some sort of pressure around us to do it. Christians are called to make themselves do something they would not naturally do. And I want to get rid of the idea that if you're a Christian, you will just always want to do the things that the Bible says you should do. If you only read the Bible when you want to, how many of you can give a witness today that you wouldn't read it very much? Because sometimes you don't really want to, and sometimes you don't want to until you do it. And in the doing of it, you find the want to. How many of you know that if the only times you pray is when you just feel so inspired to pray, that you wouldn't pray nearly as much as you ought to? You see, praying and the reading of the Word of God are simply matters of obedience to the Lord, which require discipline of all of our lives. The Bible tells us that in so many words in the letter that Paul wrote to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. Now, in that little verse of scripture, there's one phrase that we've looked at before that I want to underscore in your thinking today. And it says this: bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having the promise of the life that now is and that which is to come. Now, I want you to notice carefully how that word is structured. It says bodily exercise profits little, but the exercise to godliness is profitable for all things. Now, the word exercise in the Greek text in this verse is the word gymnasio, which is the word from which we get gymnasium. And what Paul is saying is that just as we go to work out in the gymnasium, and can I stop just a minute and say, do you go to work out because you feel so inspired every day to get up and go get on the treadmill or go pick up the weights? Don't you just get up every morning and say, oh, I just can't wait until it's my turn? No, you don't do that at all. Why do you do it? Because you see the value of doing it, and you also see the penalty for not doing it. Every time you look in the mirror in the morning, you get inspired to go to the gym. But you do it out of the discipline of your life. Now watch what Paul is saying. He's saying just as you discipline yourself in exercise, in bodily exercise, you need to discipline yourself in spiritual things so that you can grow the inward man. Just as the outward man profits by bodily exercise, Paul says here it profits little. The inward man profits greatly from spiritual exercise, not only in the life that is to come, says Paul, but in the life that now is. He says we're to work out spiritually. We're to get in the spiritual gymnasium and exercise our disciplines. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, there's an interesting progression of terms. I want to read that verse and see if you see what I'm talking about. But for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to your virtue knowledge, to your knowledge self-control, and to your self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness. What are the two words that precede godliness in this verse? Self-control and perseverance. And I want to tell you something from my own personal experience. Those are very honest admissions as to what it takes to live the inward life. It takes perseverance and it takes self-control. If we don't discipline ourselves to do the things that will offset the malaise that comes upon us as we walk through this world, we will end up never growing inwardly as God intends us to grow. You can't do it by going to church. Church should encourage you about your own spiritual walk, but church can never replace your own spiritual walk. I tell people all the time on our radio broadcast, almost every Friday I say this, please do not use this radio broadcast as a substitute for church. It cannot be a substitute for church. You need to be in church. Find a church where God's word is taught, where Christ is lifted up, and be there and encourage your pastor by your presence. That's a little speech I've memorized. I've said it so many times. But I need to say that same speech to the people that come to church here. Friends, this church is no substitute for your walk with God. It is to be an encouragement to your walk with God, to motivate you and inspire you and encourage you. But the real issue is your own personal walk with God. When I stand before God someday, I will be given the responsibility to give an account for my shepherding of this church. But thank God, I don't have to give an account for whether or not you read the Bible every day. Or whether you pray. That's your deal. You're going to have to do that. And it's a matter of discipline. Now, what are the disciplines that we practice? There are many disciplines we could go through today. But I want to just talk about two, because I want to talk about the two that offset frenzy and familiarity.